everybody. We continue with the lecture about Rosh Hashanah, preparing for Rosh Hashanah. And I hope you saw the first two lectures that I did and other lectures. And hopefully, right now we're going into the depth of what Rabbi Isaac Luria has to say about it. And actually, it's right now as I'm recording it, it's the fourth day of Av. In a few hours will be the A of Be'av, which is the birthday of Rabbi Isaac Luria. So I'm very happy to read from his book and explain about Rosh Hashanah. And again, the importance of Rosh Hashanah, it's a definition of what type of life we're going to have. And that's why it's quite important to study and to understand it. So I'm reading now from Shara Kavanot, Gate of Meditation. Or Kavanah mean also Kivun, direction, gate of direction. How do you want to direct your mind? So I'm reading from page 216. And I would like to go, as I promised last time, to get into the Nesira, into explain the Nesira. And I think it's important, but maybe I should give you a background story a little bit, which I did in the last two lectures. Think about that Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of Adam and Eve, the first human. And because it's the birthday of the first human, we are celebrating that day because we are human. So human meant to celebrate Rosh Hashanah because we connected to the seed level of creation of humanity. And through that, we have basically, we're achieving control about what type of life we're going to have. And for that reason, it's a very important time, very important day. So we have to take it as a very serious time to create our old self, because each and every one of us is part of Adam or Eve. That's who we are. So what exactly went wrong? So the Ari said, "Vainyan, or כמו שאמרנו לפני, like we spoke before, שאם אדם הראשון, when Adam, if Adam, he said him, if Adam לא היה חוטא בעץ הדעת, would not commit the crime of tree of knowledge on the sixth day, which was the day that he was created on, because the humanity was created on the sixth day of creation, that happened to be when? Rosh Hashanah. So the day that Adam was created was the first Rosh Hashanah. And it was the sixth day of creation. וגם היה מתאחר ממתין זיווגו עד לשבת. If he would be waiting with the intercourse with his wife till Shabbat, because if it is the sixth day of creation, it was Friday. The seventh day of creation was Shabbat, Sabbath. So if he would wait with the intercourse till Shabbat, which he didn't, היה גם זיווג זכר ונקבה לבחינת פנים בפנים נעשה ביום שבת קודש. Then the zivug. What is zivug? What is intercourse exactly? What is a connection exactly? Is when the two forces are face to face. There is many, many connection between forces. There is face to face. There is back to back. There is back to face. Meaning what? Meaning when you have a connection with face to face, you have a real reality connection to what's happening in your life. When you have face to back, you have doubts about what's going on. When you have back to back, you have nothing going on because you are looking in one direction and the other force looking in the other direction. Now, because Adam fell into the seduction of the snake, what ended up happening, he no longer could connect to the Creator, to God, to the light in the right way. Why? Because he fell to the seduction, which was using the tree of knowledge and being with his wife in the wrong time. So from here we learn that there is something called time, the correction of time. And what does it mean for us? Doing the right thing is not enough. Doing the right thing at the right time, it's enough. So from here, we need to learn, we need to understand that what happened with Adam and Eve, whatever happened with Adam, The tree of knowledge was supposed to be corrected eventually in the right time. But Adam wanted to correct it right away. It was premature. It was not ready yet. Why was it not ready? Because everything has to have its time. And if God told Adam, do not eat from the tree of knowledge, and Adam will listen, and later on, Adam will be with his wife when it will be Friday night, which is Shabbat, then everything will be perfect. We wouldn't need Rosh Hashanah. We wouldn't need a holiday. We wouldn't need all of those things that we are doing. All those spirituality. Spirituality is basically to correct whatever we did wrong in previous lifetime. So, when a man is with his wife, what we call intercourse, it's called face-to-face because they're facing each other. That's how it's normally supposed to be done. But if they're facing each other in the wrong time, there is a problem. Why? It says, "Kasher chata be'etz hadat," when he's seen in the tree of knowledge, "umizeh nimshach gam ken shenizdavek bo b'yom she'achol," and because of that, he makes love to his wife, not on the Sabbath. Then he created two issues. One, the sin of tree of knowledge, and one is the intercourse. And the Ari says something very beautiful. Even that he prayed and meditated while he was in the Garden of Eden, at that time, with his prayer, everything was perfect. He was able to perfect. But once he stopped praying, everything diminished, everything disappeared, everything become bad. It's like shocking. So the time of the prayer was actually a good time. But because of the sin of the tree of knowledge, because of the sin of being with his wife, in the wrong time, it caused a problem. Now let's explain it a little bit. What does exactly mean being with his wife in the wrong time? We know that intercourse, meaning face-to-face, hugging, kissing, and sexual relationship. That's mean panim bepanim, face-to-face. Now, the upper world also have face-to-face. When is everything become face-to-face, meaning totality of connection, the ultimate connection, is on Friday night. When Friday night coming in, then all the universes, everything spiritually, become face-to-face. That's why the Sabbath is such an important thing. It's not a religious thing, as many people want to believe it is. It has to do more than the upper world become face-to-face. So there is no negativity anymore. It's all complete union. So at that time, when a husband represents Zeran Pin in Kabbalah, and a wife represent Malchut in Kabbalah, or the two aspects of the giver and the receiver now become one, then they have a connection with what's happening on the upper world. But when the on a physical world, they're doing it while the upper world is not doing it, then they create what we call a short circuit, because that's not matched with whatever happening in the upper world. If in the upper world everything's synchronized and going perfect, and we're doing in the lower world everything which is not synchronized and it's not perfect, we create basically a lack of harmony or a lack of synchronicity with the upper world. And that's why the flow of energy cannot come down here. So that was actually what went wrong with the intercourse with Adam and Eve. But they wouldn't do it if they would not first eat from the tree of knowledge that was seduced through the snake. So the snake first make sure that they will be tempted to do the wrong thing by not listening to God and go eat from the tree of knowledge, and then commit the crime of doing the sexual relationship before the Shabbat. Now, what happened because of that? Because of that is that every Rosh Hashanah, everything is going back to back. is no longer face to face. Because if Adam couldn't connect the wiring in the physical world in the right direction, then for the rest of our life till Messiah will come, every time the Rosh Hashanah has come, everything going back to back. No more face to face. Of course, there is many questions. Why? What do we do with it? How the shofar help with that? Of course, we need to give more and more details the best I can, okay, as a preparation for everybody here for Rosh Hashanah. So we need to understand that, because without us understanding it, it's just we come to Rosh Hashanah and we just eat apple with honey or something, but we're missing the whole point. We need to really get it. What is that we need to do? So you continue. So the prey actually fixed it, but it was only from the point of Adam praying. But it didn't fix it forever. Now, so why they went back to back? Why now everything is back to back? In the beginning, everything used to be face to face. Why now is back to back, right? Atamu, the reason is, when we say something is back to back, back has to do with the word, the name Elohim. We know, I'm going to write it on the board, we know that there is two names to God. We have Elohim and we have Yudke Vavke. When we talk about the name Yudke Vavke, we talk about mercy. When we talk about the word Elohim, we talk about judgment. Now, what does that mean, judgment and mercy? Judgment comes from the back. Mercy comes from the front. Why? Because the name of God, God as he is always mercy. So if you experience God as judgment, that means you're connected to the back of God. You don't connect to the real foundation of what the Creator is all about. So we call it Achoraim, or the back. So everything was back to back, and only the face was revealed to each side. We need to explain what it means. So Aklipot Nechazot Botam Achoraim. Where is the dark side will go? Where the dark side will go, where there is mercy or where there is judgment. So you know already the answer. The Klipot, the judgment, Klipot will always chase the judgment. The negative side always chase Elohim, always chase the judgment. That's why there is two types of Elohim. There is Elohim, which is Kedusha, Elohim Chaim, and there is Elohim Acherim. There is other God. I could say, do not have other God but me. Other God in the Bible mentioned as Elohim Acherim. So only on Elohim, as you write it like the one above, you say it other God. Meaning the name Elohim can be both. Can be pure and not pure. The name God. But in English it's said because they translate every name as God. Yud Kevavke is God. Elohim is God. Adonai is God. But every name in Kabbalah means something else. So the Elohim is coming from the Achoraim. And this is where the Klipot are looking for. So what happened when they are back to back, the Klipot can no longer find how to connect to those forces above and those forces below. Because there is no back. When you are back to back, you maybe have no connection. But the good news, Klipot cannot touch it. לכן גדול שלא יתאחזו הקליפות באחוריהם, הוא צריכו לדבק אחור באחור, דיבוק ממש גמור. So for the sake of all the sin that happened in the beginning, to prevent the klipot to come and attack us, to prevent the klipot to come and attack the upper world, we have to put everything back to back. מן החזה דזר אנפין, ולמטה כנודע. How is it work exactly? חזה mean the chest. So try to imagine חזה of the אנפין, חזה of the male, is where the head of the nekeva, the head of the female. I will draw it on the board so you have an idea how it looks like. So if we talk about the male, okay, what we call the Zeher Anpin, okay, So we talk about, let's say, I'm just drawing a shape so we have an understanding. So from the chest of Ze'er Anpin, okay? From the chest of Ze'er Anpin, let's say here, what we call Tiferet, okay, from the chest, is the head of the female, okay? This is the female, or if you want, Malchut. So they are back to back. They are back to back, but her head, okay, is to his chest, to his Tiferet. Her head is to his chest. Now, and the back to back, so they are not equal. So if we're talking about the hand, she's like a little bit lower, which is why we call the holiday Rosh Hashanah. Rosh means the head. Shana means the ear. But Shana is more nukva, more female name. So when we talk about like the old concept of Rosh Hashanah, we are correcting her head, basically, slowly, slowly separate from the male. So the female separate from the male, and eventually in Simchat Torah, after the holiday, when there's a 21 process of days, they become one face to face. When the klipot are no longer disturbing, then we can do that. So let's go back here, step by step. והרי כל אחורי הנקבה מכוסים, אבל אחרי הזכר מן החזה ולמעלה היו מגולים. Say, Dari, hey, if they are back to back and her head only reaching his chest, that means from the chest up to his head, it's revealed. Because if you lower back to back, then from this part up, hey, there is an area which is revealed. I'm going to show you, okay? To make sure it's that everybody getting it. This area, okay, is revealed. Because this area is not covered. If you say everything is back to back, all this area is back to back, is perfect. But from his chest and up, from his back, is not been revealed. It's actually, it's not been concealed. It's revealed, right? ואומנם ההוא קוצת דסערי דזער אנפין, נמשך באחורי רשע, דזער אנפין, המקום בראש הנקבה, שבחזה דזער אנפין. Metaphorically talking, they explained that this is actually a long hair. It's again, it's a metaphor. It's not real physical. That Ze'er Anpin has that cover himself all the way to the head of the nukva, all the way to the head of the female. והיו גם אחוריו העליונים לזה, מתכסים תוך ההוא קוצה דסערה, הנמשך וחופר וחזה להם. So he said it was long hair that Ze'er Anpin has to cover him, that go all the way to the head of the female. And through that, Adam הראשון did mitzvah. Again, mitzvah, he did the precept, he did the right thing. He prayed. And through the prayer, slowly, 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 he was removing the klipot. Okay, so this is the basic. I want to give you the foundation before we go deep into it. And remember, the main thing of the beginning of Rosh Hashanah till the end of Sukkot is something called Nesira. Nesira mean in, if you translate it, the word Nesira, Ne-si-ra, it means sowing. When you're sowing something, basically you're cutting it, you are separating it. Because the main thing of these holidays is basically to cut the female and the male from their back, separate them, turn them around, put them together, and have the intercourse again, like it meant to be in the beginning. If Adam and Eve wouldn't do what they were doing, we wouldn't have to go through this 21 days of period of process because it will happen right away. But because, you know, when you don't have patience for waiting for the right time to do the right thing, unfortunately things take longer. What most people don't understand, especially the young generation, no patience, let's do it. Now, you gotta wait. You gotta wait sometimes, okay? All right. So let's go now a little bit deeper to the Nesira. Let's explain The Nesirahs, remember, the main thing about Rosh Hashanah and what excited about Rosh Hashanah is that at that time, we are basically start the holiday with totally back-to-back. So we are totally back-to-back with the Creator, with the Divine, and there is no longer connection. So it's very scary. So what happened in Rosh Hashanah, and we should be aware of that, we have no energy. We have nothing going on. So when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we come like dead. We come like asking for energy, asking for something to happen. ונחזור לבאר עניין הנסירה. הנה, אחרי שנברא האדם הראשון והתפלל, ועשה מצוות, והקרות הכתובות לא יכולות להם להתאחז בו תמה אחוריים. When Adam pray, do mitzvot, do the right thing, he removed the klipot, removed the dark side, they couldn't touch his back. אז בא עניין הנסירה, ועניינה הוא, כי כל אותם האחוריים והדילים שהוא בזכר, what is the סירה? All the judgment that the male carry inside, כולם ננסרו ונתפרדו מן הזכר ונתנו כולם באחוריים שלה. He was basically giving away, I don't want to say dumping, sounds very bad, but he was taking those negativity and giving it, or they were giving to the female, ועל ידי כן נתפרדה ונתרחקה ממנו. And because of that, the female now is no longer can be with him. ואז הזר על פי נשאר כולו מבחינת חסד. And because he gave all the judgment and negativity to the nukva, to the female aspect, the nukva didn't need to be with them anymore. Because now only malchut carry all the judgment. Zer and Pil become totally chasadim, totally merciful. And she become totally judgment and gvurot of him and her. So all the judgment, all the gvurot, all the heavy duty stuff, not dumping, moving, shifting from Zer and Pin to Malchut. ואומנם עניין נסירת צריכת דינים אלו מאחור זה רפם, יכולים לקבע, הוא נעשה לידי החסד העליון של אמא אילאה. And all this shifting of the judgment coming from the Zer and Pin to the Malchut on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine? All of this happening because of the mercy of Bina, which is one level above. I'm going to draw a little bit so we can understand. When we talk about the level of Bina, the order is below Bina is Ze'er Anpin, and below Ze'er Anpin is Malchut. Now, Ze'er Anpin is giving the Malchut all the dinim, and all the gevurot. Right? We have all the gvurot and all the dinim is basically coming into the malchut. So what happened as a result, now malchut has the gvurot and the dinim of Zer Anpin and of herself, and the Zer Anpin become just chesed. It doesn't have anything to do with gvurot. Who is responsible for that? Bina, which is the upper mother. That's what the Ari is teaching us and telling us. And he continue. ואומנם עניין נסירת זכרת דינים אלו באחור הזה רפני נתם באחור הנקבה, עושה לידי החסד של אמא אילה. ואיש יקר חסד הוא כי בכל עד ננצרו זרחן וכמה נקרים איש ואחותו, ופשו גזין מתתה לעלה. אמרי דגניבו, and then I will explain. ופירוש העניין, כי נודע הוא שביות האדם ישן בלילה, נשמתו עולה. Dari is giving us now an example. When a person goes to sleep at night, his soul going up, and is giving him enough life to survive. Can iskar bepirkei Rabbi Eliezer, like it's mentioned in Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the teacher of Rabbi Akiva. Can inyan bezer anpin? What happened in Zer Anpin? Ki biyoto yashen nishar bo kista dechayuta. When Zer Anpin go to sleep, he has something called kista dechayuta. Chayuta, of course, you know what it is. It means life, livelihood. Kista is kiss, being a pocket. So he has a pocket of life. What does it look like? In the old days, if you used to have a boom box with battery, right? So when you take it off the electric power, in the 70s, and you still play the tape will play for half a second. How come it's half a second? Because there is a leftover of that electricity within the body of your tape recorder, of boombox, or whatever you want to call it. Same thing is called kista de chayuta. So when the Zeranpin go to sleep, he has some life, just to keep him alive a little bit. ונשמתו של גל למעלה הייתה מושכת לו חיים מבחינת אותו החסד של אימא. ועכשיו בקולו, ואז דין אימא שבחור אבי לפרטים נסרים אליהם. What happened? It's a different angle to look at it. Bina, because Bina, it's all chesed, it's all wonderful. Ohevet chesed, Bina is love chesed, it's all about chesed. What does Bina want to do, those of you who study with me, the Talmud Esra Sfirot, know that what I explained in the last 20 lecture, that Bina is all about giving. So because Bina want to give so much, and it's giving so much for the Eranpin, automatically all the dinim, what is gvurot, what is judgment, all of it has to do with selfishness. All the selfishness, all the gvurot, all the dinim is now going to malchut. The dinim of Zeir Anpin and the dinim of malchut. Everything is going to malchut. ונמשכים ונדבקים באחורי הנקבה. And it's going to the back of the female. וכל מה שהיה מתפשט ויורד החסד, היו הדינים מסתכלים מאחוריו. And as much as Bina injected more chesed, more mercy into Zeir Anpin, more judgment has to leave him. And where is it going to? מלכות. ונשאר החסד והרחמים שקועים במקום שהיו שם הדינים בתחילה. Wherever is to be the dinim, wherever is to be the judgment, now there is only chasadim. Now, I'd like to so basically, how many days are taking that process? Basically, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, as we start the prayer of the morning, all the dinim is already dumping or going into Malchut. And we, living in Malchut, we have to deal with it. This process is happening with us in it. This process taking 10 days, starting in Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. You have to remember, 10 days. And in the last day is the last Nesira, is no more judgment. So that's why Yom Kippur is 10 days from Rosh Hashanah, there is no more judgment, there is only mercy. And after that, there is Sukkot and fun, and we are in Sukkah, we're eating, we're singing, this is only Chasadim. So we need to understand that there is a process that's going on. It's starting with a lot of judgment and ending up with a lot of mercy until the day we dance with the Torah, which is Simchat Torah, which is totally panim bepanim. So what is Melechet HaNesira? What is exactly happening in the Nesira, in the sowing? אשר התחלתה היא מן האחוריים דקטר דזר אנפין, וניתנים בקטר דנוגבה, בחינת זו של ישראל יעשה ביום א' של ראש שנה. Now, what happened in the first day of Rosh Hashanah? All the judgment that going from the Keter of Zeir Anpin, going from the top, from the head of Zeir Anpin, is going to the head of the Nekeva, to the head of the female. And that happened on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So, it's a very important day. I'm just going through something to make sure we are all, that it will be clear. So, basically the process of the dinim, of the judgment, starting in the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and then every day there is a different type of dinim. The first day is Keter, then Chokhmah, then Bina. Our purpose is basically to sweep those judgment with all the process of the shofar that we're going to study eventually, with all the process of the tefillot, the prayer, and everything need to take a place. Now, how it exactly happened? Why do we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Normally, people who live outside of Israel keep 2 days on a certain holiday and keep 1 day in Eretz Israel. Why Rosh Hashanah? Everybody kept 2 days in Israel and outside. So the Ari explained, because 1 day correcting the chitzoniyut, the external, and 1 day corrected the pnimiyut, the internal. And that's why there is 2 days. And he continued. Before the temple was destroyed, היה כוח ויכולת בתפילתנו להעלות את הפנימיות והחיצוניות ביום אחד בלבד. Before the temple was destroyed, we could elevate the pray and the meditation in 1 day. We didn't need 2 days. And that's why they used to do 1 day. זולתי כשלא באו העדים אלא מן המרחב למעלה. אבל אחר החורבן הוא בהכרח לעשות בית ימים של ראש השנה. After the destruction, we have to do 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And in the first day, what do you correct in the first day? The pnimiyut, the internal. והנשמות. You correct your soul, and you correct the pnimiyut. ביום בית עולה אף בחינת החיצוניות. So, in the first day, you're correcting your soul, and you correct the internal part of the universe. And the second day, you correct the חיצוניות, the external, which is the body. And that's why the first day is Dina Kashia. The first day is harsh judgment, and the second day is Dina Rafia, is easy judgment. Because in the first day, the spiritual universes, which is the Pnimiyut, was not nidbasmu, didn't become nice yet, didn't become sweet enough. V'nam yicholim lit'alot, and we cannot elevate it. Omanam ha-Pnimiyut levado hu ha'ole. But the internal in the first day, that's what we've taken care of. So we call it Dina Kasha. But in the second day, now the Pnimiyut already there, the internal already there, the soul is already there. And then we can do the external to go with it. And that's called Dina Rafia. That's what we call it, easy judgment. And that's where we start with the internal and then external. That's what we're doing today. So we're going back to the Nesira. So it say, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's when we do the Nesira, the sewing, the cutting, the separation of the two forces that were back to back, now we are face to face. It takes 10 days. We need to understand, everything we do in this 10 days is to remove the judgment of Ze'er Anpin, from the back of Ze'er Anpin, to the female. V'sher Ze'er Anpin v'b'chinat chesed, the Ze'er Anpin stay absolutely just chesed, just mercy. V'nukva, and the female become all judgment. ואחר כך אנחנו ממתקים ובשים מן הדינים אשר בה. And our job, so there is a process. First thing, remove the judgment from, no, first thing, infuse Ze'er Anpin with mercy from Bina. Because of that, the judgment from Ze'er Anpin, moving from the back of Ze'er Anpin, Elohim, and all the name of judgment, moving to the female. Because of that, the female and the male are start to separate. It's called the Nesira, okay? And the last thing is to sweep the judgment of Ze'er Anpin and Malchut that exist within Malchut, which is the Nekeva. When we're going to talk about the shofar is the is necessity to sweep those dinim, those judgment. This is what we want to accomplish today. I'm sorry I've been short with you today. But we will definitely continue next time to talk about it even more. Thank you very much.